Welcome to the By His Grace podcast. I'm your host, Misty Phillip, and I am a girl saved by the grace of God. I'm on a journey to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We live in amazing but challenging times. We all have things we struggle with, but sometimes we can feel desperately alone in our journey. I'm here to give you hope and to say you are not alone. The goal of this podcast is to share stories of everyday, ordinary people like you and me that have faced all kinds of adversity and how the grace of God has seen them through their darkest days. Because where there are deep wounds, there is deep grace. Thanks for joining me again today on By His Grace. Today we're going to talk about the challenges we face in marriage. With divorce rates skyrocketing, now more than ever, we need to apply biblical principles to the challenges we face in our marriage. My guest today is a pastoral counselor and psychotherapist, Michelle Hammer. Michelle opens up about her personal struggles as a wife and how her struggle with her husband brought her to the Lord. Listen in as we talk about the struggles in marriage and how God's grace is there to see you through. I am here today with Michelle Hammer. Michelle, welcome to the By His Grace podcast.
Thank you, Misty. So glad to be here. It's a thrilling experience. I feel privileged to be able to talk to you.
Thank you so much. So I've been talking to people about struggles that they faced in their life and how God's grace has seen them through. And I know you have a struggle that you'd like to talk about today. So why don't you jump right in?
So my struggle has been my marriage and being the kind of wife I feel like the Proverbs 31 wife, or just in general, a good wife. I often place a lot of expectations on my husband just because of areas where I've had wounding or my history or experiences in my family. And I'm good at not doing that so much with other people, but I have all of this stuff from the time I was little tied up into how my romantic love marriage relationship is going to look. And so I go back and forth between trying to get from him what I should be seeking God for, and then going to God, begging him to help me give my husband what he wants me to give him. So it's really a challenge, and it's been a challenge throughout our entire marriage. So we're a walking miracle that we're together.
Yeah. And when did you really first realize that this was something that you were struggling with? Because it probably took a little while for you to identify, oh, I am placing on my husband what I should be getting from God.
So that's a really good question. I actually came to Christ through the struggles in my relationship with my husband. We've been married about 4 years.
That's amazing.
2 children in, and God was just doing a work on me the whole time. I mean, my husband basically was a mirror for me in my relationship with God, because I always believed in Jesus. I was raised in private schools, but we were taught in school a lot of things that weren't happening in my home. So I had this great dichotomy. So I had this intellectual realization of God, but I didn't have my personal relationship with Christ.
So head knowledge and heart knowledge.
Exactly. Yeah. So I came to Christ through my struggles with my husband, and then God started doing a work on me. And I tell people all the time, because he's a very different person than I am, that don't be fooled by what you see here, because God saved me first, because I had so much more to work on. I had so much more I needed to do.
That's right.
Because I'm good at containing it because I'm a therapist, but my heart's still my heart, and he is what you see. Yeah. You know, he's not a container. He's more like an anxious person. So you're going to know what's happening right away. I'm a processor. Yeah. So people probably would think, wow, how does she put up with him being so high strung, which he's not as much anymore. And really, he was putting up with me. I was probably the one making him high strung, you know, so.
Okay. So how has God's grace seen you through the difficulties in your marriage?
So after I found, you know, Christ, or he found me, I should say.
Yeah.
I started really being on fire for the Lord. And then it took me to a whole new place. And then my husband started struggling, because here I'm one person and now I'm this completely different person, because I have all these new priorities and new direction I'm going in. And so we started struggling mightily, to where we were separated. And we separated for about 1.5 years. But the intent of our separation was reconciliation in my heart. You know, I knew that things were just so bad that we needed to be apart, but my husband didn't understand that. So God started working on him then, because I think he thought he was going to lose me. He's going to lose his family. And ironically enough, I mean, from my perspective, but not the Lord's, one night we were talking and I said, don't you want to like know about heaven? Don't you, don't you want to know about Jesus? Don't you want what I have? And he's like, yeah, I do. So him and I prayed the salvation prayer together.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then he started his whole journey, and God brought us through reconciliation, and our family got put back together, and then we started, yes, doing stuff with other couples in the church. And I started doing a lot of couples work. I still struggle on a regular basis because this is just my like thorn in my side, as Paul says. It just keeps me humble. It keeps me going back to Jesus, and it keeps it real for me.
Yeah. That's great. And so, we talked a little earlier, and you mentioned that you now, you see this a lot in the couples that you, counsel. Mm-hmm. So what, if we have someone listening today that this is a struggle that they are walking through, what advice would you give to them?
So the verse that I hang on to, that I was holding on to during that time that God brought to me when I was out one day with the kids at a carnival, there was a little Christian table, and it was Isaiah 40:31. You know, to wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Because he will renew your strength, and you will walk, you will not grow faint.
Yeah.
You will run and won't grow weary. So just wait. Pray and wait and believe in faith that God will do what you're asking him to do, because he cares about marriage and he cares about you.
He does. Yeah. Marriage is his idea.
Exactly.
And, you know, he saw that Adam was alone and it wasn't a good thing. And so
Amen.
He made him a wife. But that doesn't mean that even if we have an amazing spouse that we don't, you know, struggle or, we talked about like bringing things from our past into our marriage, and we build up these expectations that Amen. Are not always real. And so I love the fact that you've came to the Lord and brought your husband to the Lord, and that you recognize, oh, I am putting something on my husband that I should be getting from the Lord. So thank you so much for sharing your testimony with us. And thank you for all the work that you do to help people in your counseling. And I just pray God's blessings over you.
Thank you, Misty. Thank you so much for asking me to come. And it was a privilege, like I said earlier, and I really appreciate it. And thank you for everything that you do, sharing his grace with other people through all of our stories.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Phillip, and I would love to connect with you there.